This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Happy Friday, I'm Deirdre Bosa, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Shares of Lyft rallied this morning after the ride-sharing company upped its share buyback plan and posted better-than-expected gross bookings. The company's board authorized boosting its share repurchase plan to $750 million from $500 million, prompting activist investor Engine Capital to withdraw its nominations to the company's board of directors. Also during a CNBC interview this morning, CEO David Risher said that Lyft is not seeing anything to worry about despite widespread concerns of a slowing consumer amid ongoing economic uncertainty. Meantime, you can now submit claims for a piece of Apple's $95 million Siri spying settlement. A class action lawsuit was filed in 2019, alleging Apple violated users' privacy by recording private conversations overheard by Siri without their consent, and those recordings were passed on to third-party advertisers. If you're eligible, you can submit a claim for up to five Siri-enabled devices until July 2nd. The settlement payouts are capped at $20 per device. And sticking with Apple, the company has reportedly made progress on a chip for smart glasses that would compete with Meta's Ray-Ban glasses. Bloomberg reports the chips are based on those Apple uses for the Apple Watch, although they're being designed to handle multiple cameras. Apple wants mass production of the chips to start by the end of next year or in 2027, so the smart glasses could be launched within that same time frame. That's all for today. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you right back here next week.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business. Powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.